Hey guys, and welcome back to the Star Wars Book Club podcast, your podcast about all things Star Wars books and comics. I am your host, Blake Schultz. With me as always, Tyler Berry.
It's not their podcast, it's our podcast.
No, it's
theirs. If it was their podcast, they would be the ones recording it.
It's theirs in the sense that they listen to it, and it's the world's podcast.
It's the world's number one? No, we cannot make that claim.
We might be able to. How many other podcasts are about specifically Star Wars books and the new expanded universe?
I can legitimately think of one right off the top of my head.
Damn it.
We've talked about it before.
All right. With me, as always, is Tyler Berry.
I guess I didn't say hi. So hi.
There. See? And Harley Salbaca.
Hey, guys. Actually, I had someone who randomly, like the other day, was like, hey, I really like your podcast. And I was like, really? Wait, do you listen to the Star Wars one? And then he was like, yeah. He's like, I love it. Because he's like, oh yeah, I'm like 42 and it's really nice hearing young people who have the same passion as I do about Star Wars.
Oh, I think that guy left us a review because there was somebody who was like, it's nice hearing like a younger voice for something that I grew up with.
Probably.
That was that's really awesome.
Yeah.
I feel super good inside.
And he like came in and told me. I thought that was cool.
That's sweet.
That's great.
So big shout out to him.
Oh my gosh. he does the Hitchbat stuff.
Oh, that's Hitchbat. He's on our Instagram and our Twitter now. He's a cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a picture of me on Instagram with Hitchbat reading Hitchbat a Banned Book for Banned Book Week.
Nice. Well, big shout out to Hitchbat.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, today we're talking a little bit more. Kanan, it was a slow week for Star Wars books. Nothing new on the shelf. In terms of novels, Aftermath is still out. We're still waiting on the next big one of those. There was some news, but nothing too big of just another journey.
Did you mean
to the
Shattered Empire?
Awakens. Shattered Empire. I keep doing that.
It's okay, buddy.
No, Aftermath, because that's the most recent novel that was out.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. But I thought you meant like we're waiting for the next issue of Shattered Empire. The way you phrased it.
Well,
yeah.
We are.
We are. That's okay.
To be fair, we're waiting for all things Star Wars.
Right.
Because I can't wait for that issue.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man. That whole thing's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so slow week, even slow news week, nothing too exciting. So we're catching up on our Kanan.
Yeah.
We have issue number 4 for the first thing we're going to talk about now. Well, guys, what did you think of it? Some general impressions?
He's becoming such a badass. Can I just say, like, how old is he now, technically, in this comic? Like, I'm putting him around, like, 14 years old.
I was going to say, he's still technically a Padawan, right?
Yeah, so,
like,
he's still
15,
young. Yeah,
maybe?
Like, yeah, because I put him around, like, 14 years old, by the way that they draw him. Man, he is smart. He is, like, kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I was not that badass or cool when I was 14.
Well, I don't want to brag.
That makes one of us.
Guys, I never put anyone under the pressure that I'm cool.
Oh, no, neither did I.
No, none of us. I thought it was a really good book. Tyler, what did you think of it this time around? I know you were a little lukewarm on 1 through 3. Are you coming around the...
Oh, definitely. I mean, 4 and 5, it's clear that like at the last minute they decided to keep it going. Because it feels like we're coming to the end of a mini series with these last two issues.
And then at the end, they're like,
"I loved it." Yeah, exactly. They're like, "Well, because even at the end of issue 4, it's like to be concluded," and I'm like, "Well, no." I mean, I guess this quote unquote book is to be concluded.
That's story arc. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think that they make him, again, very just well-run and believable. It's one of the things that I think that they have to accomplish with the characters that we've only seen in, like, the cartoons and comic books,
yeah,
is that they have to make them feel as well-rounded and real as the people who were actors playing it. And automatically, generally, if you watch someone act something versus reading it, it feels more organic to you because you're watching an actual person do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think they do a really good job with him. He's so well-rounded and he feels like a real person. And that's a challenge for someone to write and have him extend past just that TV show into the comic and have him feel like they could cast him tomorrow and make a movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like they could because he just is so well-rounded. He has the humor. He's funny. But at the same time, like, he gets pissed. Like...
Who would you cast for Kanan in a live action movie? Now that you've said that.
I don't know. A nobody.
A nobody?
I love it when they cast nobodies who are just perfect for the part. It's my favorite.
That's true.
Yeah. To be fair, though, the last time we cast some nobodies in a Star Wars movie.
They tried so hard.
I said nobodies who are perfect for the part.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's
fine. I had a stipend. I like it when they're good.
What did I just say?
So you said a nobody.
Because I feel like I'd know who I'd cast as, like, him older, like him in Rebels, but, like, I don't know about a younger version. Oh, but him young?
I mean, once we see how Thomas Holland does as Spider-Man, you could probably make an argument that he'll be the new guy to go to when you're 14 and 15.
And that kid...
I can't think of a lot of other kid actors right now.
And that kid can do, like, flips and shit.
Yeah, that dude, like
have you seen him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a bunch of shit on his Instagram.
Because he played,
Ender's Game.
Billy Elliot. He was in Ender's Game?
I thought so.
No.
Am I wrong?
That was... Asa.
Oh yeah, that was the other guy
who was in
Asa
the running.
Butterfield. Yeah,
no, but the kid Tom Holland, like he was when they did the revival in England of Billy Elliot, which is the movie about the kid who like wants to be a dancer and is like, and they always get some little kid who's a crazy amazing dancer. He was the one who like revived it, and they filmed it with him.
Yeah,
like the film version they did like of the stage. Oh, so
that's cool.
He's like crazy good dancer, and then he can also do flips and stuff.
Of course.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We were trying to cast Kanan.
He might be a good Jedi. But yeah. he's a lot darker complected in the comics, so I wouldn't cast that kid because he's pasty.
Right. I do think, too, the interesting thing they've pulled off with Kanan that I think is a really big challenge is that he feels like he's been in the universe the whole time. Yeah. Where, like, a lot of the times, like, you kind of get one of those new characters and, like...
feel, like, shoehorned in.
Yeah, either, like, the tone's a little off or they're so, like, different from what they've seen before. Like, it doesn't quite gel with, like, the tone of the universe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I feel like these comics and that character really do fit, like, even, like, the prequels tone or the Clone Wars or even the original trilogy. Like, it just feels like a fluid part of the story.
Yeah.
Especially in a chapter of it that we don't get to delve into very often, being the like inciting incident of Order 66.
Which they keep talking about, and I'm like, give me more info.
I don't think they have it. I don't think anybody, I think they sat down to do this and were like, hey George, what was Order 66? Oh, it was when the clones killed the Jedis. Yes.
But I feel like,
right, what?
But I feel like the fact that they keep talking about it means that they're hopefully going to expand on it.
I mean,
do you
I,
know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that if like, they keep this story going, and I don't know what's next for Kanan, but I can't see them just leapfrogging into the age he is in Rebels. I imagine it's going to keep kind of digging into his past.
I hope so.
That's what it does. I was almost like, I mean, I know why it was like bookended with like issue 5 ends with like, coming out of the flashback, basically.
Yeah, and him as a grown-up.
So I understand that, but I was like, well, I hope we don't just jump right into him in the quote-unquote present.
Yeah.
I hope we still dive into, like, his time after he leaves Casimir.
That'd be good. Well, because they had so much growth in this arc. Like, he started, like, and even almost issue to issue when you start thinking about it. Like, he started off as just, like, the kind of obedient Padawan who was, like, I'm going to study the Force, and I'm going to be a Jedi, and I'm going to be good, and I like fighting, and it's great. It's fun. And then in issue 2, it was all of a sudden like, I'm a nomad. I'm a man without a country. And now he's become this, like, Han Solo, like, almost, like, the survival instinct is still there of, like, I'm on the run, but he almost has
and the
this...
the pants and the boots of Han Solo.
Yeah, like, he's literally... They like to do that. Whenever they're getting a character kind of like Han, they're like, give him the pants and the boot and the belt. Do it.
I like it.
It's fine. They gave Lando his entire costume in episode 6, just in case you couldn't figure out that he was flying the Millennium Falcon.
Maybe that's like the Millennium Falcon uniform. I don't know.
I still always thought that was one of the, like, I remember when I first saw that moment and I really liked it, but whenever I think about it now, I'm like, that's so creepy. Like, was Lando just like,
I'm just gonna wear Han's clothes.
He might be dead. I should honor him. Yeah.
Or did they just forget to make Lando a costume for that
scene? Well, I think what that originally was, wasn't it Yeah. Wasn't it originally that Han, like, the implication was, like, maybe he's dead?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be, like, Lando's our new Han. Like, one of the just on-the-nose symbolisms that the original trilogy likes to do.
Well, I mean, also, that's kind of what they did in the 70s and 80s with stuff. Like, there was... It wasn't necessarily about... Like, now we're all like, oh, we've seen it so much. It's about subtlety. Back then, you had to kind of be a little on the nose with stuff.
That's true.
Because of the time period, that's just how it was. That was the style. So...
See, I like to think of an even creepier scenario where Lando actually took a picture of Han to a tailor and said, I will give you money to recreate this getup from head to toe, please.
For me.
He stole my ship. I will steal his life.
Or just his style.
Right.
Maybe he was like, man, Han's got swag. I need some of that.
Billy D. Williams has swag.
Exactly.
Billy D. Williams has more swag than Harrison Ford ever would.
That's
true. He does. He has amazing swag, but he's probably like, damn it, Han's swag level is going higher. I need to steal some of that thunder. I need to take some of that swag.
Yeah, but Lando has a cape.
Maybe he was just trying to trick
Leia. No capes.
Is it possible that he was just like, it's fine, Leia, it's me, Han Solo.
Wait, what about no capes?
I said no capes.
She was making an Incredibles reference.
Oh.
Where I was making a creepy Lando hitting on Leia by using Han's clothes.
I liked that. I really
I
liked
we got
that.
Off topic.
We did. We segued away a little bit.
We're looping, still in Star Wars.
It's true. Looping back into Kanan, though.
So let's talk about Spider-Man again.
Guys.
Spider-Man.
But looping back into Kanan, what do you guys think of like the other new characters in the book? Like we're starting to get them to be a little fleshed out, too.
I like Cyclops, Hellboy guy.
Oh.
John Doe.
John Doe.
Oh, okay. I was like, elaborate?
He looks like...
Cyclops, Hellboy dude.
He looks like Hellboy and Cyclops had a baby in the Jedi universe.
I guess that's fair.
Guys, he's red and has horns and then has like Cyclops' like.
But Cyclops has a whole
on his
big
eye.
Visor.
No, not always.
I suppose.
Not always.
He doesn't have big red sunglasses or a giant black X.
Am I saying the wrong person?
Are you talking about Scott Summers?
No. God.
You mean just like a Cyclops?
No.
Like a mythological
<I'm>
being? Or...
No. Oh my God.
I was like...
Cyborg.
Okay, there you go.
Cyborg,
yeah, okay.
Guys. There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blake and I are like...
Wow. Coffee's still kicking in. Cyborg. It's like Cyborg and Hellboy.
Yeah,
maybe.
Hey, that, yes.
That there makes
we go.
Way
God,
more sense.
God, I'm so sorry.
You're right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, I think he's a really interesting guy, too, and I kind of hope he gets a little bit more fleshed out.
General Cleave is his real name.
General Cleave.
Okay, and I love that, like, him and Kanan's dynamic, too, and, like, the part where they're both, like, yelling at each other.
I love the frame, too, when he's just like, you're gonna get me killed, and Kanan's like, yeah, you've said that already. And he's just like, fair enough.
And he takes so much shit from this 14-year-old, and I love it.
Well, I think there's some air of respect that he's starting to get for Kanan, of just seeing kind of all the, like, shenanigans he's pulling off from even, like, the awesome moment that I loved at the beginning of this, when he was just like, take the kid, he's a Jedi, I'll go away, bye. And then he rips out of the cell, and he's like, kid, that was genius, we should do this all the time.
I think
General Cleave sees those moments and is like, there's potential here for something. Like, you keep pulling off these heists and even, like, got the drop on them when he saved Casimir in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I think there's that moment where he's like, oh, God, he's going to get me in trouble, but there's going to be something cool that comes from this. Let's go kill these two clone troopers. Which, so sad that they're so evil all of a sudden. Which I'm also loving that we're getting more clone stuff. Like, I really like that the clones dynamic was like, we have orders and we follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get more into it when we segue to issue 5 in a little bit. But I did like seeing the one start to be like, he's got a point. Like, we kind of just 180'd.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other one's like, I'll kill you too. If you're also going to be a traitor, then...
Death.
I also thought it was weird that when they announced that they were going to execute Kanan, Cleaver was like, execute? Yeah. Like, he said as a question that I was like, what did he think was going to go down? Like,
just capture him alive, guys.
They
it's fine.
Slaughtered every Jedi. Why would the Emperor be like, oh, you found the last one? Thank God. Order 66, huge mistake. Get him over here.
We got to keep the one. Got to keep the one.
We needed balance. I don't have that anymore. I made a mistake. Vader is a robot now. None of this went the way I was hoping it would go. Yes. Find him and then burn these clones. Whew. No, kill him. Kill him good. Kill him dead.
Death.
But do you guys have anything else for issue 4?
No.
We know the next big story beat. All right. Well, I think we'll wrap up this segment and we will be right back with Kanan issue 5. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Star Wars Book Club podcast, our podcast about Star Wars books.
Thank you.
But I'd like to think that it's yours too, fellow listeners.
It is.
Without you, it would be a tree falling in the woods.
We're good at sharing.
Yay. Sharing is caring.
We went to kindergarten. We know how to do it.
That's fine. Tyler and I are only children. We know how to share.
No. Wait, you guys are both only children?
Yeah.
I have 3 siblings.
Oh, see, she overcompensates. She then balances us out.
You can borrow one of mine.
No, I'm good. I'm okay. I loved being the only one loved in my household.
I was the only one. There might not have been love.
Then who did you play Star Wars action figures and Legos with?
All of my various friends and family members.
See, I had like built-in friends because I just had to go to my brothers, like my 2 brothers, be like, hey guys, let's play Legos. And that was it.
See, I had good friends and sometimes I could be alone. Best of both worlds.
Yep.
Anywho, we're talking Kanan issue 5, getting right on in. So this one's interesting because it's what was supposed to be the ending of a miniseries.
Yep.
And as we know, and we've mentioned a few times in our other Kanan talks, it's not anymore, and it goes off into an ongoing.
Right.
Which feels... I mean, it's Disney and I get it. And I don't always like to be like, well, this is just them doing like marketing stuff. But this move really felt like them being like, we've got Rebels, make this an ongoing, figure it out.
I know that it was really popular too. And I'm sure they also realized, hopefully, that they're like, oh, this is the book that is for both grownups and kids.
Yeah.
We should probably make it last longer because then we won't have any other Star Wars ongoings for children.
Yeah.
So I think it was also, I mean, it was a good marketing move. Obviously, because it is Disney, but I think it was also just a good move for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone's been enjoying it, so.
And did they have the creative team switched from 5 to 6, right? Or am I... Sorry about that. Somebody was yelling through our wall.
You didn't need to acknowledge it. I could have just cut it out.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
I think that it did, yeah. I feel like the artist didn't change, but I think the writing team changed.
Okay. Because I knew somebody switched out of it. So hopefully we'll see when we do 6 if it keeps up with the quality it has or if it kind of takes a dip. Because it feels like the miniseries, when they go in to write it, it's felt like for all of them that they really like blocked it out the way they want it to go. Well, and with switching to an ongoing, you've got kind of this soap opera vibe.
Yeah, because then we've talked about that. It's so different writing a miniseries versus writing an ongoing.
Yeah.
It's very, very different.
I mean, I'll be curious to see issue 6 because I definitely finished 5 and I was like, I could do more, but only if it's of this same quality. Otherwise, I'm kind of out. Like if it takes a giant dip in quality because they kind of had to come up with a story last minute to keep it going because they wanted it to be an ongoing, then I'm gonna be a little like, well. I mean, if there's a real reason for it and it continues to be just as high quality as 1 through 5 was, I'm all in. But if it takes any kind of dip, I'm probably going to just...
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, at least so far, I think this is something that we all have been so super happy about, is that none of the comics seem to be really dipping in qualityness. Like, no. There's things happening in the story maybe that we're like, I don't know how I feel about that. Oh, I don't know if I like that choice. But it's not like the quality of the art or the writing has changed.
That's
it's been
true.
Super, super consistent. And I think that that's been the best part, is that we have so much to talk about because we have so many comics that are all consistently good quality
right.
Star Wars comics.
I guess my only thing was, like, if it is indeed switching creative teams after only five issues, I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Either that's a really good thing just to get fresh eyes on a series that the first creative team really was in the mindset that they were only doing five issues and that was it.
Yeah.
Or it's not a good thing at all and it's not going to be of the same quality that this first team had.
Well, and it's possible too that we'll see, like, because this happens sometimes when you get a new creative team on a book, their first like three issues are a little like getting footing.
Feeling it out. Yeah.
And sometimes we have the opposite. When, like, Batgirl switched creative teams, it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I feel like more often than not, when you get a new creative team on a book, there's that, like, hold on. And almost their first arc is kind of them being like, okay, we're here and we need to get this together. And then their second arc is when they're like, here we are. This is what we wanted. We just had to connect that guy to ours, and now we can run. So I'm wondering if maybe we'll see, like, two issues where it's just kind of like shaky a little bit, and then they'll kind of regain their grounding. Because it is good that we have a lot of quality books. I'm just always of the, like, eventually nobody bats 1,000.
No.
There has to be one that we're just kind of like, well.
Well, I mean, also, they know that it's kind of a risk to extend it.
Yeah.
This is what everyone's thinking. They're all going, oh, it was a miniseries. I was only in it for five issues. So I think that hopefully, I mean, and they're smart, they're going to be like, okay, guys, issue six has to be fucking amazing
right.
so that we keep people buying this book. So I don't have people coming to me and being like, I'm going to take Kanan off my poll after issue six. Because that's going to cause a huge dip in sales. So hopefully
right.
they're like, at least with six, they're going to be like, make it really fucking awesome. We'll dip down later.
Right. Well, it's kind of interesting, too, I think, to see that happen. Because with Kanan, and we'll get into the story in a minute, but they did such a good job of making you attached almost to that arc as opposed to, like, that character. Like, in an ongoing series like Spider-Man, X-Men, yada, 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 they all have, like, stories and things, but, like, I think the Dan Slott Spider-Man run is a good example of this. You're more attached to the character than his stories, outside of a few, like, Spider Island, Superior Spider-Man. But you're more just like, I want to read about Spider-Man going on his moments instead of going through these, like, big character arcs.
Yeah.
And I think Kanan did a really good job of giving you this nice character arc, but I'm not attached to him. Like, I don't necessarily need to watch him. I'd like to if the story's good, but he's not, like, if it was a Han Solo book, or the Lando book is a good example, I would just be like, yeah, give me another Lando adventure. If it's not as high caliber as the other one, I just want to watch Lando be Lando, or Vader, even.
Well, but people who watch Rebels, I think, do feel that way.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't watch Rebels. This is my only bit of this character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is mine, too. I think that's what we're going to do, like, next week.
Yeah,
right?
We'll get
we're
into
watch,
some Rebels
gonna,
as soon as it's up on Netflix.
But, yeah, because I think Rebels, Clone Wars is for sure.
Clone Wars is definitely on it.
But I know, I mean, there's a little girl who's like 7 who comes in, and she is obsessed with Rebels.
Yeah.
Like, she cosplays one of the characters from Rebels. Like, she has, like, action figures of it. So I know that, and I know that she reads this book with her dad.
Right.
So I know that they're super attached to it in a way that we're not, because we're like,
Yeah, Rebels isn't on Netflix, so we're going to have to figure something else out.
Well, I haven't watched much of Clone Wars either.
Sweet. Well, we'll figure that out. I did like, so what did you guys think in general of kind of the, like, closing on this arc?
I think
without thinking about the miniseries, had it been that, how would you have felt if the miniseries has ended there?
Actually, I think it was a cool ending. I mean, they left Definitely. It open-ended, but some endings are like that anyway. But I liked the last page where it was like him and like little
oh, his younger kids?
His younger no those are
no not his kids him as a kid
yeah him as a kid and him as a teenager and then him as a grown up. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, like I said, I get why it was sort of bookended like that, like with his like grown up self. I guess I just would have felt even better about that last page if I had, like, if it was staying a 5-issue miniseries.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now it almost feels like the next issue isn't really going to be a continuation based on like the end of issue 5. Now it just feels, and I guess that's probably my qualm with continuing this story, like making the decision at the last minute, is now it kind of feels like they're just two completely separate comics, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, because we have the Kanan miniseries, and then, oh, wait, now the
Kanan's
continuous story
starts. Well, I guess
it's
going to depend, because, I mean, that one page, yeah, it was like, look at him at all these ages. Like, you saw him here, you saw him here, now he's a grown-up. But I don't think it would be that hard for them to wrap it in all together again.
No.
Oh, I'm not saying that it would be hard. I'm just saying that that last page
felt like
really
an ending
makes
to you.
It feel like an ending.
Yeah, there would have been a little bit more emotional weight if there wasn't
And to have it pick up, like, when does the next issue come out?
It's out. It was this week.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Six.
So, I mean, and of course, like, I read them a few hours. I read issue 5 a few hours ago, so I'm going to go get issue 6 in the next day or two, so it's like, there's going to barely be any gap between 5 and 6. So I guess that's part of my mentality on it.
Wow.
All right.
You can come get it from me later.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those like mental things where it's like, well, I just finished what felt like the end of a miniseries, and now I'm just going to go get the next issue and just continue right along. It just doesn't feel quite right.
Would you have preferred, though, if they had changed? Because I feel like what would happen is that they just didn't change issue 5 at all. I feel like they didn't change what they were going to do. Would you have preferred it if they had changed it and left it even more open-ended?
I think I would have probably just preferred that last page not be there. Or it just be something else that shows you that it's really continuing the story.
Okay,
but that last page just felt like that was it.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that at the end of a movie. I could see that at the end of a TV show. I could see that at the end of a miniseries of a comic. But now it's just like, well, that page didn't really matter as much as it did when they storyboarded it.
Yeah. Yeah, it had kind of had that, it wasn't quite as powerful, but it almost had that same resonance as like the Leia speech. And I liked Leia's speech being the, like,
because it was amazing.
Close the book and put it away. Like, if there was another issue where she gave that big speech and then we just
continue on.
Like, I think you there's a little bit more weight to an ending when it ends.
Yes.
Like, it's almost, it's A New Hope versus Empire Strikes Back. That ending was really strong because we were like, ooh, end.
Yeah.
And then when Empire ended, we were like, there's more.
But
like,
wait.
There's that, like,
which I just watched yesterday, and it totally feels like that. Like, I got to the end of Empire, and I didn't have time to watch Return. And I was just like, but I'm unsatisfied.
There's a, well, it doesn't end, which I like.
Oh, I like it, but I like it when I can
watch Jedi
pop
right
in
away.
Jedi right away and continue on.
Yeah, I don't like watching one without watching the other immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that.
And it's also, I mean, when you're doing the like big, like soap opera stories that we're seeing in like Vader and in Star Wars, there's always that kind of connective tissue to sort of what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with Kanan, I actually think it would be interesting, right? When you talked about it, where it would go next. I was like, I think what I would actually like to see, maybe not necessarily do the same bookend where they're in the ship and then it like, I picture the old like movie where like it waves to go into the past.
Oh yeah.
Like an episode of the Twilight Zone.
Right.
Like, doo, 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 doo,
doo, he was like, have you ever been to this planet? Have I?
But you just do that yourself with the page of the comic. Just wave it back and forth.
If there's any water damage and I sell them later, I'll be like, no, it's just waving because he's going in the past. It's an effect.
You're welcome for putting an effect in your comic.
Yeah, I just increased the production value of this. But I wouldn't mind seeing if they can do the same kind of tight-knit story that yeah. was of in different phases of him just being like, here's five issues of him at the age of, I don't know, 20 and then 23 and... Like almost right, do like a series
more,
of
mini-series. That I could get more behind if it's just like mini-series after mini-series.
Well, which, where it's just like each is like kind of a self-contained yeah, story arc where yeah. you could jump in at any time. Maybe they're going to do that.
That would be, lots of comics would be, do that. I would be much much less skeptical about this continuation if yeah. that's what it turns out to be.
Yeah.
Well, I know I always ask it when we're doing mini-series stuff, but is there anywhere else you'd like to see him? And I know that's a weirder character to ask that yeah. with because we don't have the same connection to it.
I still just want to see, I think I agree that I want to see more of him younger. Like, I want to see more of his character development because, again, I'm a huge, like, I love origins and mm-hmm. prequels and stuff yeah. like that. But I want to see, because we've seen him be the battered cowboy.
Right.
Like,
well, we have a new character. Dawn and Rebels, so we don't need to talk about his, like, adulthood that yeah. much.
And that's the thing is, but I want to see, as an adult, you see that there's obviously something that's, like, something changed him, like something kind of fucked him up in the head a little yeah. bit that he's at this place where he has to feel that way. I want to for sure see like the like what it was, like the big turning point that just kind of fucked him up.
I think it was watching his master die and then beheading his friends.
No, but like he still is, but after that yeah. we see him and he still is, I mean he's young and he still is a little bit like, he's still cracking jokes. So I don't think that's what it is. I mean, obviously that's super traumatizing.
To be fair, Spider-Man cracked jokes, and his inciting incident was just Ben dying.
Yeah, but then he continued to crack jokes the rest of everything. Like we didn't ever see him. Like we didn't see him as like a super withered cowboy adult. Do you know what I mean?
That's
I feel
true.
Like that's very different.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just more of the training stuff, I suppose. I would really like there to be a story of him actually like trying to find other Jedis.
Yeah.
Because like we know he gets, I don't think they brought it up in the comics, but they bring it up in A New Dawn where he has like the holocron of Obi-Wan being like, oh, they do bring it up in the comics because they're like the Jedi thing was a lie and everyone's yeah. dead. I wouldn't mind seeing him being like somebody else had to get this and just like watching him like try to find, maybe he even does find someone like. It can't, like, we now know of three who made it past Order 66, Obi-Wan, Yoda, and Kanan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not crazy to think that maybe there's three more.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know where everybody was.
Definitely
so I wouldn't mind finding
that'd
him.
Be cool.
They'd yeah. have to die, but I'm always kind of okay. Like, if they find somebody and then going back to Spider-Man, they make that his Gwen Stacy.
Ooh.
All right. You get, from now on, you get two Spider-Man references per show.
Fine.
You're at three today.
Yeah,
it's,
God.
It's getting crazy, buddy.
Yeah, I was not even, I was going to say something similar, but I wasn't going to reference Spider-Man at all.
Well,
I was
going to
say it'd be great if we could see a female Jedi come in and have them, yeah, kind of maybe have a little,
yeah.
not necessarily a love connection, but like a great friendship, and then maybe that's what happens is he sees her die in some really traumatic way.
Or she turns.
And it like fucks him up in the head, and then he's just like, screw it. Screw everybody.
That'd be awesome.
I would also like to see him run into other, like, young characters that we know. Like, we haven't seen Boba Fett post watching his dad die and before A New Hope and Empire. I wouldn't mind if somehow Kanan and young Boba Fett crossed paths. Because I've always been curious about him. Because I've always thought that Boba Fett would have to have, after watching Jango die...
Yeah.
Go kill someone. Like, I really thought in episode 3 before it came out, the whole time I was like, okay, either Boba Fett's going to kill Mace Windu, he's going to be a big part of Order 66 happening,
yeah.
or what I really wanted was for Padme's death to be Anakin to turn, Vader to be like, Boba Fett, go get Padme and bring her to me, and then he, like, burns her, disintegrates her, and that's why in Empire he's like, no disintegrations. Like, I was really what if he just pops Padme and that's why Vader's like, this time I want them alive. Don't burn anyone. It was bad.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
But no, they didn't make my super dark and violent episode 3 that I wanted when I was 13.
Wow. I do obviously want to see more Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
I think that'd be sweet. All right. I think the last thing to talk about with that is just the clones.
Yeah.
Because I really liked watching them kind of debate if they did the right thing, at least the one guy.
I liked that.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't mind if there was any way for us to get a like clone miniseries of one or two of them being like, maybe we shouldn't have killed all those Jedis.
Because I loved his argument, too. Like, he made great points. He was like, what are we supposed to do now?
Right. I just like that he was like, no one really talked about this. I felt blind. I felt like I had no control over myself. And then we slaughtered all of our allies because someone was just like, hey, they're traitors. And we were like, they are?
Death. Yeah, no.
All right. Do you guys have any final thoughts?
I'm just excited to read issue 6.
Yeah, right. I'm hesitantly excited, but I'm excited to read issue 6.
Awesome. Well, from all of us here at the Star Wars Book Club, have a good one. And remember, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a review. They're so nice and kind. Thank you, Hitchbat, for your kind review and kind words. And also, you can follow us on Instagram at our Modern Nostalgia, which is also our website, modernnostalgiaproductions.com, where you can get this and our other podcast, Two Players Split Screen. You can also join our discussions that we always have on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Star Wars Book Club Podcast, or on Twitter at the Star Wars Book Club, or SW Book Club, as it is abbreviated for the actual at mention. And you can find Tyler at...
Man, that's a lot of stuff. You can find me at the Tie Game, and you can also check out my sports podcast, The 51 Yard Line. Do it every week, me and three other idiots, and it's pretty great.
And harsh words.
And you can find Harley at?
At Miss Harley R, M-I-S-S Harley R, Instagram, Twitter, all of that, every social media, everything. That's what I'm at.
Periscope, Vine.
Plus you can
made it
come
easy on yourself.
I did. And then also you can come buy my comic book shop. Buy some Star Wars comics.
Yes.
And then she'll remind you to follow us and like us on all of these things. All right, guys. That's it for this week. We will be back next week. Enjoy yourselves.
Bye.
See ya.